Now that I've collected audio, connected audio, and unmuted myself, we will reconvene this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court at this time. Okay. I appreciate y'all taking that brief break. Okay. I think we had completed the
general fund.
You complete the budget review through the general fund. And we're picking up with Road and Bridge, Fund 20. Right. Preempt any conversation, anything. I do understand. I believe I understand that the commissioners have a priority with road and bridge, road conditions, and the infrastructure throughout the county. This being one of our largest expenditure items, as a department, I believe it is the largest. It would have to be comparable or in line with sheriff's department / jail as a combined piece. So those are the two largest pieces of it. Part of this, I'm going to ask you to consider as what is a need versus a want. Obviously, we need to continue to maintain roads. Since prior to me taking office, Mr. Latham has been very clear to the court that given that level of funding, when he took over the department, and the road conditions that were currently existed, we were having more road failures per year than we were able to sustain. And I believe, in my belief, is that I've tried to support the road and bridge department as they have expanded, as well as building capability to be able to increase their capacity year over year. And I think he presented a very reasonable worksheet of projects to complete. But I think if we're going to come anywhere close to a lower tax rate, there's going to have to be some significant cuts here. Get my road and bridge. I think I had it up here. So what he had originally presented, and we've made some modifications to that, but what he originally presented would have been basically a 20% increase year over year in spending. And
is that with payroll increases or non-payroll?
That was payroll included.
Budget, but just for talking points.
Yeah.
Not ask for 20%. There's added services that this board has put on Road and Bridge out there as part of the planning and development, and as the services that we y'all deem to be out there. Some of those increases were to support that. Engineering, planning, cladding, development, GIS. So saying that it was a 20% request in my budget is not a accurate statement.
I don't believe I said it was a 20% request. I said there was a 20% increase in the original budget.
So let's talk about those items. I voluntarily reduced them with the head nods and grunts that I've gotten from here. So where do we want to cut? I'm fine. I have no problem cutting it, but this going back and forth is getting old.
Yeah. I agree.
Give me a dollar amount. Give me a percentage.
If you want to look at it from that standpoint, then you know, the budget guidance that I've tried to follow since I've been in office is the no new revenue rate. So the dollar amount would be $6,141,057.26. If you just want to go
with the understanding we're still looking at salary increase that we've been talking about the past 3 years out there.
And you've been supplied salary increases the past 2 years. Is that not an accurate statement?
I don't agree with you on that, no, because it's less than the COLAs that national averages are. So they're just still breaking even. So no.
Then we fundamentally have a different view on what a salary increase is.
Do that, Jim.
All right.
I can tell you myself alone to this week, I got 5 phone calls from citizens and congregants. So probably about 8 people, and nothing has been discussed except for road bridge. Those folks are tired. It's not a reflection on your department. Let me explain that. It is not. But the complaint is always I'm carrying my car up, driving down my Canada. And you have done, I believe, a fantastic job filling the court's desires. And it takes money to funnel through and keep up, maintain. It doesn't matter if it's a grant. It doesn't matter what it has to do with, unless it, you know, it just has to do with your department. It's an ugly truth. It's an ugly fact. Inflation, cost, growth, the whole nine yards is killing us right now.
And wage pressure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that you watch any of the financial shows, programs, and whatever. I mean, that's weighing on the minds, I think, of every industry.
But the fact behind it, just like you're saying with wage increases, it does not matter how much money we give you in equipment, travel, materials, culverts, janitorial supplies, or anything, if you don't have the personnel to fulfill those problems.
Yeah. And I feel like on the materials, we're at that limit. You know, you look at our straight line, we're doing next year budget stuff. Yeah. My opinion of it is if we need to cut, let's leave the salaries alone. Let's look for other areas. You know, we're sitting at
six vacancies, I believe, right now. We had a 2-week notice turned in last week.
You're built the hallway.
As far as I'm concerned, Justin, we're not going to, I stay in for my vote, I'm not going to touch it. Those guys raised, we said we're going to address it, and we're addressed. That's where I stand on these salaries. I won't be any cuts on those salaries.
Y'all went through this morning with Matthew. You know what kind of reduction that was?
Reduction.
Oh, yeah, that was going to be one of my suggestions. It's that we've got to work that, rework that whole other piece. Because there were some, there were some reductions beyond, I think he thought, because, we pointed out that. He had inputted, I guess, the sheriff's numbers instead of what the judge had submitted. So I think in that section, there was going to be a pretty good decrease there.
What do you mean? Well, I didn't follow, I guess.
Okay.
The expenses.
Yeah, you said, look at everything we did going through that list was adding stuff, which we did.
The bulk of it was adding.
But the difference was we didn't go through the sheriff's budget. I noticed a lot of the numbers were higher than what we had originally gone through and said, hey, we're good with that, which was the judge's original.
I got you. I compared them. Yeah. And that's probably stuff that he may have skipped over.
Right. So I think that's going to actually add a pretty significant, I think we were at, right around 100. So I'm thinking there's going to be a couple hundred thousand when it's all said and done. Of course, we just got more salary requests.
So. I'd be shocked if it's anywhere close to 200,000. But
this is the grant revenue is going to add a penny up front.
Well, if you put the DA and the CA in that revenue,
or the revenue will actually share in on that side to reduce a penny from the rate.
Yeah.
2 pennies. Mm-hmm. Cool. 39, 35, or four there, is it the goal to take 2 pennies out of this? And, that's kind of.
The no new revenue rate is 35.
Yeah, 35, one, right. So I'm just.
That, well, and I'm, look, I'll try to be realistic. I mean, that will always be, the mark.
Absolutely.
So I would, because I know that really there's only, in my mind, there are only two significant funds left in the budget where funds could be shifted. And that's road and bridge and capital improvement. Records management is kind of locked in with their expenditures, I think, pretty well. And the others are minor funds, or what I consider minor funds. So to be able to accurately assess where we are at this point, I'm not trying to prolong things, but I know we're going to have some budget meetings next week. But I would say let's take this morning session. Let's get those plugged in. Let's get some money transferred over, from the fund side to the revenue side where we know, or we anticipate that money is going to come in. There's been some consistent email traffic that says that money is going to be funded. So if we're going to accurately answer the question of where are we, we've got to make those adjustments to Fund 10 before we can say, where are we?
I mean, I concur.
I don't know how we can continue to go forward at this point without, because now we're just doing it on kind of a gut feeling, a wing and a prayer. So that would be my recommendation.
Can we take a second and look at the budget calendar so we can get a kind of reset our timeline?
Yes.
Because I've tried to read that and okay, what is our I know we had a goal of having tax rate due on the 7th, which that's obviously not going to happen.
And that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Yep.
So can we readjust this where we are? We know we have a commissioner's court. We can't have a workshop on Monday, right?
Not at this point, no.
Right.
Well, we could Monday afternoon, but I'd kind of like a little relief on Monday afternoon. Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Kind of prepare for court. So then we have court on Monday.
Tuesday. Yes, sir.
So we're kind of, then we would pencil in a 1:30 workshop.
Budget workshop on Tuesday afternoon following commissioner's court.
Okay. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of that week. What do we want to?
Wednesday, I'm booked. I've got probates and so I believe Thursday and Friday.
Could be. Okay.
You said you booked on Thursday?
Wednesday. Yeah, because certainly by Tuesday afternoon, we could have all the Fund 10 stuff resolved. And okay. I guess I'd ask. Yeah, and then so if we do workshops, let's just play this out. So we'll do a workshop on Tuesday afternoon. We said one for Thursday, Friday. What is our drop? I mean, the drop dead dates. Further out on, I guess, publishing the
August 15th,
the notice. It is the 15th.
The notice for when we're having a hearing.
I thought that was the notice in the paper. I don't know. I should go back and look at my notes.
No, the maybe notice. I have not sent a notice to the paper on when we were going to do the hearing. Because the budget hasn't been filed.
Right.
The proposed budget has not been filed. So that's the trigger. So whenever we file the proposed budget, then we have to post notice in the newspaper, and then you cannot have your hearing sooner than the 10th day after the notice has been published. So at this point, the drop dead date obviously is September 30th. I mean, I'm not trying to say we're going to drag it out that long.
No, I got you.
But but it all triggers on when do we get this proposed budget,
okay,
or filed with the county clerk, and then that triggers, like if that we get that day. Done.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then
I have this. And
yeah. Then the then the published date is really what starts the 10-day window.
Right.
And. Following or the 10th day, then we're able to have a hearing to adopt the.
I know we always publish in the Gatesville Messenger. Do we also publish it in the Leader Press or any one of the ones over there?
Historically, we have not.
And do they have a more favorable deadline in case we need it? I mean, because it really doesn't specify what paper, does it?
It just says a newspaper of general circulation in the county.
Yeah. I mean, I know we were talking about that the other day. Oh, my God, we got to get it in by Tuesday to meet the deadline for them to publish on Friday.
I
would think we're pretty close. If we don't have... Man, if we haven't completed this by now, I'm thinking by the 11th, next Friday, then we're not. So you'll have Monday, Well, we got Monday, I guess, to get, and then for you guys to get your, the proposed one that we can really work on Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be that, you know, getting this piece of things resolved and highlight, but I would, well, getting the things in Fund 10 resolved so we can look at what's that effect?
Yeah, what's the impact, and then what do we have left with Fund 20? Okay. Those two workshops on the 10th and the 11th have to be wide open, 9 a.m. to...
Yeah.
The 10th, me and Basham are going to meet some landowners on the property. What time it is?
Well,
9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
That's the
this Thursday.
I think Taylor will be back.
Do 1:30?
No.
What time?
At 11.
What time are y'all going to meet them?
9.
At 9?
I think we can be done by 10. I mean, I don't think it's going to take 30 minutes or an hour, maybe.
We go on 11 again. 4:11.
Compromise with 10:30. Lisa, would you prep an agenda for budget workshops next Thursday and Friday? Start time on Thursday would be 10:30, and the start time on Friday being 9. I believe that done.
She was listening in.
Does that sound like a reasonable course of action at this point?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Any alibis, final thoughts?
Can you discuss this penny that you sent out to the court thing, or what you thought on that penny?
Was the financing agreed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd sent an email to Matthew about that, and I think I talked to Commissioner Weddle even about it, it's not exactly a penny.
Yeah.
I just wondered what it was. I never heard it. Sorry.
Yeah. That was it.
Very good.
Okay. I have 143 on this one, and we stand adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.